Yes. Yes, hairstyle, clothing, good.
The way you do things.
The way you do things, correct. Excellent. Style. Style is not only merely the way of doing. It is little more than that. It's not only a fashion. There should be a match between what you want to say and how you want to say. When the two meet together, then that makes a style. What you want to say and the way in which you say, when the two match together, that is called a style. Supposing you want to describe in a drama a man of the old times, where people used to have long hair and they used to bind their upper hairs in a bun. So if you are enacting a drama, you want to describe the man of the ancient times, but supposing you keep the hair as you are having now, it's not style. You should describe what the way in which the old people at the ancient times used to comb their hair. It should be appropriate to that time. You want to describe sorrow. You know the meaning of sorrow? Yes?
Sadness.
Supposing you want to describe sorrow. How do you describe sorrow? You use certain words, no? Alas. No? So when you want to express sorrow, you use the word alas. What a pity. When you want to express laughter, expression should be like laughter, no? That's called style. What you want to say and the way you say, when the two match together, that is called style. So, Videsh gave him three words during the short time of talking: original, novelty and style. And this young boy began to reflect. Then he remembered his sister, Shilpa. The train is still going on. It will take 24 hours for the train to arrive at Bombay. It's a very far off place. So now he began to write a letter to his sister because he was missing her very much. And he said, I miss you very much, I remember you very much. And always he used to tell his sister all his inmost ideas. Whatever happened to him, he used to tell her. So he says, before I left, I went to our grandfather. And I could not have the time to tell you my talk with the grandfather. So I am now telling you through this letter. When I went to the grandfather, I felt very sad. Because his eyes were full of tears. You know, our grandfather is a brave man. And to see tears in the eyes of a brave man, they moved me very much. And I told him, why are the tears in your eyes? So he said, I shall miss you very much. But before you go, I want to tell you, you have here all the facilities of a library, of laboratory. Yeah, even all astronomical things you could see very easily. Maybe when you go out, you may not have all the facilities. Maybe that you will have many more facilities, even greater facilities. I do not know. Then he told me a story. The grandfather told him a story. Short story. Very short story. That story was from the Upanishad. Yesterday I gave, the day before yesterday, I told you, you wrote down the word, no, Upanishad? You have written that word, Upanishad? Yes? He said, I'll tell you a story from the Upanishad. There was a very great learned man. His name was Narad. N-A-R-A-D. His name was Narad. Very learned man. And he went to a teacher. And the name of the teacher was Sanat Kumar. Upanishads has many stories. If you want to read some good stories, you read some Upanishads. You'll find some very nice stories, short stories. And then one of the stories is concerning Narad, a great learned man, and Sanat Kumar, the teacher. So the story says that Narad went to Sanat Kumar and said, I want to learn. A learned man asking the teacher, I still want to learn. So the teacher says, but you are a very learned man. Why do you want to learn? What do you want to learn? So he says, still I want to learn. So the teacher says, tell me first what you already know. So he gave a long list of all the kinds of studies. He knew about the earth, about the water, about the sky, about the fire. He knew the Vedas. He knew many sciences, astronomy and grammar and medicine. So many things he learned, yet he knew. So he gave a long list of all the things that he knew. And he said, why do you want to learn more? What is there more to learn? And why do you want to learn? So he said, I want to learn because I have still sorrow in my heart. It's a very important statement. I know so many things, but I still have sorrow in my heart. And I want to have that knowledge by which sorrow can be removed. Then Sanat Kumar said, I am very pleased with you. You may have so many books with you. So he told his grandson, look, you have seen so many books in our library. You may think that you have learned so much. When you go out, you will still learn much more.